is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Fester, for whatever reason, Fester is spending an inordinate amount of time on Reddit.
That's a good site. I noticed that.
Yeah, and Fester found this thing on Reddit, and it's actually a very interesting situation. Quickly here, I'm not going to spend much time on the Roomba thing, but Roomba could be listening to you, and you're saying, wait a minute, Roomba, does it have a microphone? No. This is really, really interesting. Apparently, the LiDAR, the laser guidance... The lasers can pick up sound waves, and they can be translated into sound. So, technically, if somebody can hack a Wi-Fi-run Roomba or one of these vacuums, they can then utilize the laser device to then pick up the sound in the room. And they've done experiments with this, and it can be turned into a spying device.
Creepy.
This is crazy. I mean, can you
Why
imagine?
Is everything a spying device now? Seriously.
Pretty much.
Has this actually happened, or is this just in theory? Because,
no,
you know,
they've done it. They've replicated it in a lab. A researcher at the University of Maryland, Nirupam Roy, he's at the University of Maryland, and he says the study successfully gathered information using the laser navigation system of a household robot vacuum. And the laser signals can be converted into sound waves, and they were able to, like, listen to audio off of a TV set. They were able to get 90% of the dialogue off of a TV show that was playing in the room.
Great. But has it happened in real life?
Well, maybe it has. Maybe you have spy agencies that know the ambassador has a Roomba. Who knows?
Listen, if you want to have a private conversation in 2020 in your house... You've got to do what Tom Cruise did in The Firm and get in the shower with the other person and run the water.
Might as well do it while you're there.
We have a waterproof Alexa.
Jeez.
He's listening to us in the shower.
Yeah. listen to this. The results from this University of Maryland's team could identify 90% of the spoken numbers in the room. It could also successfully pick out 90% of the television shows from a minute-long recording.
Oh, that's all in the family for sure.
Just having the laser beam, that's how these machines know where to go and how to turn. And it uses like a LiDAR or a laser light. They can use the laser to then pick up the sound waves and then convert the sound waves into actual audio.
All right, I have a Roomba, and I'm going to murder it when I get home.
With a sledgehammer?
That's it. It's dead. Stab it.
Damn Roomba. Would you take a picture and post it up on our social media?
Absolutely.
All right.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne, are you chastising me here? Are you?
This is all your fault.
And Doug,
I find one person to blame.
And Doug, your fiance, who we call Big Doug, he's not thrilled with me either.
No, I actually blamed you. He blamed me, and then I blamed you.
All right, so is this from your daughter listening to the radio?
It very well could be. I think so.
But also. Are you also blaming me because you're saying that...
It's an effect you're having on me.
My use of this is rubbing off on you.
Subconsciously.
At home.
So you're using this particular verbiage at home.
And I've never used this verbiage. It's never been a go-to. But now apparently it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the MJ Morning Show. I am MJ. I'm about to get dressed down by Roxanne. And listen, I can take it. What's the problem?
Why, spell it out. Here's how it started. Yeah. The other night... we were seeing off a relative, and my daughter likes to walk everybody out. She heard a noise in the bushes at night, and I said, it must be a snake.
Your daughter's 3.5, right?
She's 3.5. She just turned 4, actually. Oh,
well, why'd you say she's 3.5?
Because I forgot, okay?
Your daughter's 4 now, right?
She's 4.
Okay.
The other one, I have no idea how old she is. Do not ask me.
You're saying goodbye to friends. You're outside in front of the house. And
yes, and so then she hears what she thinks is a snake. So then the next time we go outside...
Wait a minute. What sound does a snake make?
Well, I told her it was a snake just to scare her.
Like
it didn't make a hiss.
You try... Like a rustling sound?
A rustling sound.
So you're trying to scare your 4-year-old?
I'm trying to scare her into being afraid to go outside of the house at night. Isn't that a good idea? Great idea.
It's a serial killer, honey.
You're
don't,
poor kid.
Don't go outside the house at night.
Your 4-year-old daughter introduced a new vocabulary word.
So here's
where
she did.
All right. What'd she do?
So the next day she goes... Well, she walks out, she goes, Mama, you think that snake is still out here? And I said, I don't know. She goes, we need to scare the crap out of him. Scare the crap out of the snake, okay? And I tried to stifle my laughter, and I didn't make a mention of it. So then Doug says to me the other day, where he comes in from the patio with her, and they had been looking at her shark book. She's obsessed with the sharks.
Right.
And she says, Dada, I bet you that shark would scare the crap out of you. And he comes in, he's like, Roxanne,
Honey, listen, I was out in the patio with my daughter and she sure is using the word crap a lot.
And now she's been saying, oh crap.
This is new? When did this start?
Within the last 2 weeks.
All right. So she's now using crap.
Yes.
A lot. She's 4 years old.
And it's not going to go over well at her nice school that she goes to. They're not supposed to use potty language. Bathroom words.
Now, crap is one of my favorite words.
I know it is. It was never a favorite word of mine, but now it's just around.
We got a lot of crap coming up on the show today.
Is your daughter listening to the show, or are you taking it home just by being around us?
Both.
So you're using the word crap.
Hey, guess what? I think it's much less me saying the word crap occasionally on the show. I think Roxanne is blaming me because I do use the word, and it's now rubbing off on Roxanne. Roxanne has picked up the word from me. Roxanne is using the word, and hence her now 4-year-old daughter has picked up the word, so it's crap this, crap that, crap.
Yep.
Any complaints from school yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure there will be. But the only good thing is I think I'm using that word more now because I hang around you and because it's better than the word I normally use. I've replaced it. You know, so I've actually...
Right, so crap is not a curse word.
Compared to...
You actually use the S-bomb?
But I've curtailed that because I have a child.
And tell me about your 4-year-old using the S-bomb or other 4-letter words.
Yeah, no, crap is her word right now. That's,
And it's my fault.
And it's 100% your fault.
It's all my fault.
I've convinced Doug it's your fault.
I'll tell you what's Froggy's fault.
So Doug's angry. Big Doug is angry at me?
He believes me now. I kept telling... He goes, well, you say it all the time. I said, but I say it all the time because MJ says it all the time. Fester says it all the time.
Boy. Shut the crap up. You don't say it all the time.
Roxanne, can I point something out with your kid? The other day, you put a video of your kid pointing out... You laid out a bunch of vegetables and fruits.
Yeah.
Your kid called an orange an avocado, and you didn't correct her.
What?
I go, why didn't you correct? She thinks...
No. It was a grapefruit. And she called it an orange. Close enough. Citrus family.
It wasn't an avocado, Froggy.
Wake up!
It's the best of the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
Do you guys know about the skillets? Did anyone look up? Come on, be honest. Did anyone? I've teased this a couple times.
I guarantee Roxanne did.
If any of us did, it's Roxanne.
Guess what? I did not look it up.
You didn't Google skillet?
I feel comfortable talking about skillets. I love skillets. I love to eat. So let's go. I don't know what the story is.
This is a sad story. It turns out that a family heirloom, a cast iron skillet that's been in the family for years. Like, this is a skillet that's been passed down for decades and decades and decades.
Your family?
Not mine.
Is it loaded with flavor?
I would imagine the skillet was seasoned very nicely.
Well seasoned, sure.
But turns out that somebody mistakenly gave this family heirloom skillet to Goodwill. Yeah, good luck retrieving this, right? It's sentimental. The grandmother died. It was her skillet. And now the grandfather got a little confused and I guess donated the skillet to...
Yes.
I just need a little money here. Let me take this. I'll just take this pan to the Goodwill. Screw it.
No, you don't. No, you don't get money from Goodwill. Yeah. You donate to Goodwill.
It's not a recycling center.
If you want money grabs, you put it on eBay. All right.
I don't know what Goodwill is.
Have a yard sale or something, pops.
I'm gonna go sell this bitch. I need loot.
All right. So, did they find the skillet?
No. The hunt is on for the skillet.
Please find it,
Grandpa.
Where is this?
Oh, Gramps, hold on. Let me give the facts out, Gramps.
I'm scared.
Gramps, sit back.
I'm confused. Hey,
all right, here's a chocolatey Ensure. Here, drink this.
Ooh, delicious. Thank you.
All right,
so, where did this happen?
Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, geez. There's no chance of us finding it.
Yeah, no. So there's a Christmas alert out. The families put this Christmas alert out because the skillet was accidentally given to Goodwill. Family heirloom, a cast iron skillet. This is according to Stuart Dodson, said that his 82-year-old father mistakenly donated his 81-year-old mother's beloved cast iron skillet to Goodwill.
I'm sorry, Sophia.
This was just before Thanksgiving, and now he's calling around all over the place, upstate South Carolina, to see if he can recover the skillet. He knows it's a needle in a haystack. This has immense sentimental value. His mom grew up in a farmhouse with a wood stove in North Carolina. The skillet is what her mother... This goes back to the 1902. They've had the skillet, and then Gramps gives it to Goodwill.
I used to churn butter and then put it in the same exact skillet to make pancakes.
To what? To what?
To make pancakes.
They need to do a skillet alert on your iPhone.
Please find my skillet.
You know, Froggy's elderly impression is the epitome of the law of diminishing returns.
So, please.
It was funny at first. That was kind of funny.
Like that seven slice of pizza.
Now it's just awful.
Instead of an Amber Alert, we do a skillet alert in South Carolina? Alert.
Yes.
You fat son of a bitch.
Wake you up in the middle of the night.
I will elderly alert. Abuse you.
You're going to commit elderly abuse
on
Froggy's character?
I'll beat your old ass.
So they're not going to find the skillet, are they?
Oh, no.
I love this. The skillet was a Griswold brand.
Of course it was.
It was a Clark Griswold.
It even made me laugh.
It measured 10 to 11 and a half inches wide. It was a number 8, 9, or 10 skillet.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
The guy's offering to reimburse for the price paid for the skillet and pay a finder's fee. Now, you got to put out like a $500 reward. You got to put out a big reward if you have any hope of getting this skillet back.
Because it's worth more to you than anybody else.
Oh, of course.
Wait, what were we talking about?
If anyone has the skillet, please email stuartdodson.21@gmail.com. Stuart is S-T-U-A-R-T. Stuart Dodson.
Who the hell is that? Is that the old man?
No, it's the grandson, or it's the son. It's the son whose father donated the skillet inadvertently to Goodwill.
All right, so you mocked the name Griswold Cast Iron Skillets?
Yeah.
They're like a big brand.
That's like the gold standard for skillets?
I think like Lodge is like the really low quality standard.
Okay.
But Griswold might be the leader.
Yeah, so they're talking about... that this was a quality skillet, the childhood memory, his memories. His mother used to make all their breakfasts in the skillet, apparently. Oh, boy.
Has your family ever had anything like that? Something super sentimental that just...
If that skillet could talk.
Yeah, there was a bedpan once.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, my great-grandmother's bedpan. And we used to make lemonade in it.
My grandfather's catheter tube is hanging up in our family wall.
A little wang to it, but we can find lemonade.
Isn't that terrible? The skillet is gone.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
First, though, the Elf on the Shelf. And you remember, Fester, when we first did Elf on the Shelf at my house, this goes back many, many years. Chloe is now 19 years old. Julian is now 16 years old. And we were doing Elf on the Shelf with my kids back in, 2000, 2004, 2005. Like Chloe might have been, what, 4 or 5 years old. Julian was born in 2004. The Elf on the Shelf was quite a staple.
Do you remember the name of the elf?
The name of my elf?
Your elf.
I do not.
Okay.
Who named the elf?
The kids get to name it, don't they?
Oh, so what was the name of the elf?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, oh, I know. I thought you were giving me a trivia quiz here.
We have an elf.
Hey, MJ, what was the name of your elf? I don't know.
We have an elf on the shelf at our house, and Hadley named the elf Ginger.
Ours is named Frosty.
Yeah, the kids get to name the elf. I thought you'd want to remember that little, little sentimental piece of your kid's childhood.
Mine's name is Sootsie.
What? Sootsie?
Oh my God.
She just comes up with.
Are you drunk?
Your kid has a stutter?
No, she just comes up with weird names.
Oh.
She wanted to name it Susie, but your kid has a stutter. Is it
your kid named the elf Sootsie?
I don't know.
Say it without moving your bottom jaw.
Creative.
See, you're looking up today. You are giggling like you're drunk.
It sounds like she
gave you dipping before you're getting to the show?
You dipping in my stash?
You're
That's the elf's name. She named it Sootsie.
Sootsie.
Mom, I want to name it Sootsie.
Okay. It's like your kid has a Tourette trigger right in the middle. I want to name it Susie, but I want to name it Sootsie.
The reason why I'm bringing up the Elf on the Shelf, did you see the family in Overland Park, Kansas that somebody put the Elf on the Shelf inside the oven and then somebody preheated the oven?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, what a horror.
Flamesy.
Oh. Oh, no.
Third degree burn victim.
The poor elf on the shelf.
Elf.
Ginger, don't climb in our oven. Please.
It's like a crematorium for an elf. So, I guess they preheated the oven to bake some cookies, and somebody had put the elf in the oven. I'm reading the story here from KCTV. Is this like Channel 5 out of Kansas City? What started out as just a warming jingle, blah, 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 warming up the oven, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the elf got melted beyond belief.
Red elf roasting on an open fire.
Boy.
The smell of...
How do you explain that to your children?
You know what? You don't.
He was depressed.
You just bring out another one the next day.
And there's a whole picture on this website for KCTV out in Kansas City. There's a whole compendium here, all the pictures of the elf in happier times.
Aww.
Yeah, the elf inside a gumball machine at the house. The elf is baking cookies with a spatula. There's all kinds of nice elf pictures here. Elf in the shelf all around the house. And then you get to the last picture, and the friggin' elf is melted beyond recognition.
Oh my God! Oh!
The elf is on fire! Oh, the whole face is melted and charred.
Yeah, just, man, poor guy. I'm sure another elf will come visit.
So you got to be careful. So when you think of ovens, there are some bad things that have happened in ovens in the past. Like, that's how we came up with fireworks oven. Because people would put, like, fireworks in an oven for the 4th of July for whatever reason. Yeah. Storing fireworks in your oven, it's always a great storage location. And then people would turn the oven on to preheat it to make some, like, Stouffer's macaroni and cheese or some whatever, frozen dish. And then they ignite the fireworks, and there's a whole fireworks display in their kitchen. That's how we came up with fireworks oven.
Didn't somebody else do it would keep their guns in
that
the
was
oven?
That was another thing. So sometimes people would, to get a gun out of the way, maybe to get away from a kid, which, come on, if you've got a gun in the house, you got to get a lockbox for the gun.
Please.
But there have been stories where people have stuck a gun inside the oven, preheat the oven, and then so shoot out the OK Corral inside your oven in your kitchen. So that's happened before as well.
Poor elf on the shelf.
It's the MJ Morning Show.
Hello, Marissa. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Good morning, Marissa.
I am 38 years old, and I've never ridden a regular bike. I've had one of, like, the old people bikes with the three wheels and the basket.
Yeah, tricycle?
Yeah, my brother and my sister never learned either, and they're 34 and 30. Or
what the hell's going on in your house? What, did your parents have you locked up in a dungeon?
We played outside plenty. I had a scooter and everything when I was little. I just never, I don't know if I'm just too afraid now to learn, but I did have one of the three-wheel bikes with a basket, and I called it El Bandito. I still have it.
Wow, amazing. Thanks, Marissa. Guys, maybe I stand corrected here.
Wow.
George is in Tampa. Hi, George. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, how you guys doing? Glad to hear you guys are back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, well, actually, my stepson, he's 22 years old. I guess when he was like 2 years old, because he's a very smart kid, he actually had his cousin was riding, like towing him. And ever since then, when they fell, he's been petrified in learning how to ride a bike. When I was trying to teach him one time being at my parents' neighborhood, I think he was like 8 years old. He literally like yelled because he was so scared that neighbors, my parents' neighbors came out, and I was like, okay, no more.
Oh my God, was it like, was it like, was it like, was it like, was it like Karen?
It was bad.
Oh, no. It was
like, no, man, that's, and it was one of those that I said, okay, no more.
You that's know? Like a disco song. My son is 22. He was petrified.
Right. I had him a bike and he couldn't ride.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was even holding it. I was holding it from behind, too, and that was... It was like I was beating him.
Unbelievable. Hey, George, thanks for the call. All right, I stand corrected then. All right, Alberto is in Citrus Springs. Alberto, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My mother's 72 years old. Never. She's tried. She falls off. Never. Ever. And you know, in the 72 years old, she should have been riding a bike. Nothing. I bought her a three-wheel bike when she was in her 50s and she fell off.
You mean you bought her a trike?
Your poor mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a trike.
Yeah, we have audio of that. Hold on.
Instead of rolling with my mother, she has both her legs and both her arms.
Yeah, Froggy. that's good to hear. Thank you, Alberto. Man, all right, one more. This is crazy. Carla Lakeland, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, I'm 30 years old. I do not know how to ride a bike. And my whole family makes fun of me about it. And
wow.
And it's all because, and I say this so story, and my aunt denies it. She tried teaching me when I was about 4 or 5. She pushed me, let go. I fell sideways and scraped my face, my elbow. I am 30, even when I work out and I'm on the little cycles. I get panic. My heart starts racing.
So even in the health club on the recumbent bikes or the fixed bikes at the exercise place, you get panicked on one of those?
I feel like I'm leaning towards the side and I'm going to fall with it.
Oh my gosh.
At LA Fitness, she's afraid to get on the bike at LA. All right, Carla, thanks for the call. Guys, I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Just a little observation here, not stereotyping, but I looked at the location of our callers and the large majority of those who could not ride bikes, Lakeland, oddly.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Folks, Roxanne is concerned. Roxanne sent me a link to the story last night. Coincidentally, when I opened your email, I had just read this exact story last night. So we're on the same page as far as this being an interesting item, but Roxanne is really concerned. Would you like to?
Sure.
Would you like to broach the subject?
Sure. I've thought about this for years now, but sex robots are becoming more common, frequent. I mean, we're just at the precipice. Is that the right word? Before they just explode and are just commonplace and they're walking around. But sex robots can be hacked and can kill their users. Now, I don't know what that death is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be death by motorboat. I don't know how the sex robots are going to, you know.
What do you mean?
Like that
motorboat him to death.
Who's motorboating who?
The robot is motorboating its owner.
Oh.
All right, that's not the sex robot I particularly want. and listen, I know Doug is really stiff, but I wouldn't call him a robot.
Roxanne, folks, is concerned with this story.
Terrified.
This came from the Daily Star. This is one of the fabulous UK British tabloids, and their headline is "Hacked Sex Robots Could Kill Users." Experts warned it would be a piece of cake.
Look at the Oldsmar water system. Jeez.
If you could hack into the water system, you could hack into a sex robot.
By the way, the feds are all over the Oldsmar water poisoning case. We'll get into that coming up in just a bit, because that's scary as crap, as we talked about yesterday. Sex robots could be capable of killing unfortunate humans.
Oof.
Should they fall victim to malicious hackers. Experts have warned. The anatomically correct humanoid creations feature increasingly sophisticated AI, artificial intelligence, with each new model allowing users to enjoy a more naturalistic experience.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
But the tech could be targeted by cyber criminals with violence in mind. So what could they program? Did you research this? What are they worried about? What could the sex robots do?
They could strangle you?
Right, strangulation is the first thing that comes to mind. When you're like sleeping, they could put a pillow over your face.
Could they bite it off?
Is it like that movie Teeth where...
Froggy, stop. Don't even go there.
All right, so I'm on this...
That can't happen with a robot.
All right, Froggy, stop.
I'm on a website right now, MJ, where you can order one of these robots, and they have like real animatronics... And real facial movements. And I
will kill you now.
The robot costs $2,655.
That's a cheap one. Because I saw some documentary like on HBO years ago. And like the robots were... I don't know if I saw that documentary. Yeah, I don't know if it was real or...
That was real sex.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, it was real sex like 28.
We're talking like 10 years ago.
They're way more advanced now.
I know that. But there was some guy that was in love with the robot. I'm like, is this real or is this a spoof?
No, that was real.
Remember, he was upset that he had to crate the robot up to send it back for service? Do you remember that?
Yes, of course. I used to watch those.
All right, so,
great stuff.
I feel bad when my mechanic has to change my oil. Imagine that kind of service call.
All right, so one of Roxanne's greatest concerns here in 2021 are sex robots that can kill.
Push you down a flight of stairs.
Put down the gun, Cherry 2000. Put down the gun.
Must kill Froggy.
Cherry!
Froggy, dead, mission accomplished.
It's the MJ Morning Show.
Oh, thank God you've answered. Please don't hang up. I'm stuck in one of the porta potties on the road.
How could you be stuck in a porta potty?
Excuse me?
How could you be stuck in a porta potty?
I stopped because my stomach was rumbling. I pulled over to use the porta john on the side of the road. I went inside, did my business. And the knob, the turn knob, will not release.
I see. Okay. Where are you located?
I'm trying to turn... Let me out of here!
Where are you located, sir?
What?
Where are you located?
I'm on the interstate. I'm in the construction zone.
Okay, but where are you?
I'm down the road from that big overpass. We're on, I think it's 4. No, 75.
75? You're on road 70? You're on the freeway 75?
I can't get out.
Who is this? There's a guy in the toilet. He's down the toilet. The knob won't open.
The knob? It's all...
Where is he located?
It's all... Hello?
Where are you located?
Excuse me?
Huh?
What?
Where are you located?
I'm on the interstate.
Then what?
I stopped to go to the bathroom.
I know, but where is the bathroom?
It's on the side of the road in the construction zone, and it's on the edge of the hill.
Edge of the hill?
Right! Let me out!
I don't understand. What kind of a hill?
There's an edge, a of the hill where the porta potty is next to.
Is it our toilet?
Yes, it's your toilet. I was lucky to memorize the telephone number before I went in case I had a problem, and I have my cell phone inside.
All right, now wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. I barely can hear you now.
Yes, what?
You're on what street? Give me the street.
I'm the one that has all the traffic.
I have to know where you're at. Otherwise, we can't come.
I'm getting claustrophobic.
Now, what company you're with?
Holy bejeebers. I'm not a construction worker. I was driving down the road, and my stomach went a-rumbling. Because when you gotta go, you gotta go.
That's right. All right, now, you don't know where you're at, huh?
I'm in the construction zone.
But we got a lot of toilets. I don't know which one you're talking about.
It's got the lines in the road. And
the road.
I'm hearing traffic. They're coming very close to the porta potty now.
All right, well.
Actually, a car. Oh, my God, I hear a car coming. Oh! Ow! Ow! It knocked me over. The toilet is rolling. I'm going down the hill. I stopped. The car hit the toilet.
God, I don't even know where you're at.
I rolled down the hill.
But I don't know where you're at.
Neither do I. Now I'm covered with poop.
Hello?
Yes.
I still don't know where you're at.
Neither do I. I'm all covered with poop. I'm okay.
I know, but I want to know where you're at.
I'm a little rattled.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on.
I'll let you talk to one of the men. Hold on.
Wait a sec. Door's open.
Hello?
Door's open. I got the door open.
All right.
I'm out.
Where is the toilet?
I'm down the side of the mountain. Gotta go.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Tell us what happened.
Ever since we came back on the show, it's really hit me how bad. I forgot how bad Fester's breath really was after all these years.
I've never noticed that Fester's breath was bad.
Well, I did. Right. And Roxanne, I don't know if you have as well, but it's so bad you can almost see the stink coming out of his mouth. It's almost visual.
We have plexiglass between us as well, so I have it not for the coronavirus, but rather the breath.
Okay, so go ahead.
This is a song about Fester's breath. By my new 80s band, School of Tadpoles. As you see, my name is Scrizzle. I'm the lead singer.
DJ Scrizzle Scrizzle.
And this is going to be the very first. What are you laughing at, my name?
No,
son of a bitch.
I'm
a superstar. Don't you dare.
Go ahead, superstar.
All right, so this is called Fester's Breath with a very special finale ending. And you'll see what it is. I hope everybody enjoys it. MJ, you have my track that me and Big Lou produced right over there.
Yep. Just tell me when to go. Give me a 3, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Do you want MJ to give you like a real band intro like coming to the stage?
Yeah. Act like you're. Yeah, there you go. Introduce
DJ
me.
Voice.
Introduce me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Scrizzle and his band, A School of Tadpoles.
Crank it. Come on, guys, move!
I'm not gonna move.
I must say, it's good to be back. But something is definitely whack. The studio, it's a little small. And there's no air to breathe at all. Nope, but that's not my current gripe. There's something in the air tonight. Yeah, something bad that could cause death. Yeah, I'm talking about Fester's breath!
professor's breath. It smells like doo-doo. Smells like a spoiled can of Yoo-Hoo. Professor's breath smells like a dead corpse. Can't believe he hasn't got a divorce. Yeah. Professor's death make you sick. Make you want to dig your eyeball out with a dull stick. Professor's breath is bad, have you heard? He must brush his teeth with a tooth turd.
Not over. It consumes the entire room. A smell so bad it causes doom and gloom. It'll make your eyes squint. Too powerful for a single mint. Smells like a dying ass. Probably a dead largemouth bass. Stinky ass on moldy cheese. Evacuate if he has to sneeze. Professor's breath, it smells doo-doo. Smells like a spoiled can of Yoo-Hoo. Professor's breath smells like a dead corpse. Can't believe he hasn't got a divorce. Professor's breath, it'll make you sick. Make you wanna dig your eyeball out with a dull stick. Yeah! Professor's breath is bad, have you heard? He must brush his teeth with a tooth turd!
Wow. I can't wait for the finale.
Is it over?
What's
is this the finale?
Froggy.
Is this the finale?
Oh, wait a minute. Froggy has just held up a bottle of Froggy just held up a bottle of Listerine. He's now pouring the bottle of Listerine into a super soaker water gun. Oh no.
Breath.
Oh no.
Bad breath. Bad breath. Bad breath. Bad breath. Bad breath.
Froggy is just.
Ah, this is where my eyes.
Froggy has just attacked Fester with the super soaker filled with Listerine. Froggy has just shot Fester with Listerine from a super soaker. The Listerine is all over Fester's face.
Did it
get in your eyes?
Right, my eyes.
I need to put my Listerine in the eyes. Are you all right?
You want to smell? Oh my god! You want to smell the studio? It smells like
it
smells like a tanker truck overturned full of Lister Mint. Oh my god!
My nuts.
I can't see Fester. You okay?
I'm fine.
The Listerine went into Fester's eyes.
It's in my coffee.
Froggy finished the song. He fills up a super soaker with Listerine, and then sprays it all over Fester's face.
Fester.
Are you all right?
No, it's great. My eyes, look how bloodshot my eyes are.
Hey, Squizzle, what are you doing?
What are you talking about? You got bad breath. I had to fix it.
Wake up!
It's the best of the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
35th anniversary. What is the traditional gift?
Aluminum.
It's a used old beer can. It's an empty. No, coral.
So, coral?
Yeah, go to some endangered protected reef and snap off a piece of coral.
Oh, man.
Break some environmental laws.
I never told you about the time I almost got pinched for smuggling coral back into the country from Bermuda.
Are you serious?
Almost got pinched, and yes, I'm serious.
What happened?
I almost got pinched smuggling coral.
Well, tell the story.
Well, you look like a piece of sea life.
You said that five times.
So I'm in Bermuda, right? And in the beaches of Bermuda, there's all this broken off coral. It's not part of the big coral reef. Broken pieces
just
floating around.
On the beach, you find pieces of coral.
So we picked up like half a bucket full. And we're like, this is great. We're going to bring it back to back home. Little did I know, you can't bring it back home. You can't. The TSA or the customs in Bermuda coming back into America, they don't want you to bring in these pieces of sea life.
Oh, what do you say? The TSA or customs in a... All right, so you're talking about... It's Bermuda. Hold on. Is it Bermuda law that you can't take like pieces of coral out of the country? Or is it our customs and border protection that don't want you bringing stuff into our country?
It was American customs, but you do it in Bermuda.
Right. Yeah, so in the Bahamas, there are certain spots where you can clear customs over there. So that was... Okay, gotcha.
So we're clearing customs, and my bag gets picked to go through. And we stuffed them in like a Pringles can.
So you kind of knew you were doing something bad?
Or? Well, we needed to know. I didn't know.
Of course, Fester had a Pringles can in his luggage.
Yeah.
Do you know how much Pringles is in Bermuda? It was like $12.
He had Famous Amos chocolate chip cookie bags. Speaking of beef jerky, it was in there. He had pork rinds. He had one of those big 36-count display boxes of Snickers bars that you see at the store, all in his luggage.
All my luggage. Yeah. So it was the Snickers bars that must have set off the camera. Fried chicken
in there in a bag.
So all sugar packs.
Yeah. I get sent off to the side, and then the customs agent is there, and she has me fill out a declaration form. And she goes,
I declare.
Yeah, and she says, is there anything in your bag? And I was like, I don't think so. But I checked, yes, there might be, right? So I declared it.
What? So you just set your own red flag off.
I told you, is there anything in the bag we should know about? I was like, no, just a couple of souvenirs, a couple of things we picked up.
Fessy, you're a putz.
And,
go ahead.
And then she goes, is there anything else? Mope. And I said, well, yeah, we got a couple of shells from the beach. She goes, you know, you can't bring endangered life or sea life back to the States. And I was like, I didn't know this.
I don't have a Bohemian stingray.
So I hit the yes that I might have something in my bag.
Well, could you just set up a giant red flag?
If I said no, and
might as well just set up a drug smuggler.
Why don't you just stand there
in the middle of the airport? I'm a drug smuggler.
Does crack count?
I'm a mule.
I'm Fester Escobar. Okay,
first of all, if I would have said no, and then they would have found it, I would have lied on a federal document, and then it would have been like evading custom officer
charges. You wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
You said, I didn't know I can't take this piece of...
That doesn't cut it. Yeah. You can't go to custom and say, oh, I didn't know you could smuggle this cocaine in my butt. No, you can't do that.
Fester is not El Chapo. Fester's El Gordo.
So, I was like, listen, I told you we have some shells in there. If something I have in there is more important than I think it is, I'm marking yes. And she went through the luggage. And she found the Pringles can. And she's like, she thought she was like just busting El Chapo. She was like, oh.
Sour cream and onion, huh?
What's all this? I'm like, I told you what was in there.
All right, so what happened?
You don't look like the light Pringle type.
Did they take it, or were you able to travel with your shells or coral, whatever?
They took it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they took it. And my wife's like, don't worry. They didn't find it in the other bag. So I got all this coral that I smuggled back in from Bermuda, and that's it. I didn't get arrested.
You're never going to be able to go back to Bermuda.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, it is the Maniac Marty Morning Show. What's going on? My name is Maniac Marty. Thanks for coming to the show. And we're starting off the show with an interview here. We have somebody very, very interesting on the line. Her name is... She is a vocal trainer. She's a voice coach, award-winning voice coach, and she says that she can teach anybody to sing, no matter if they're good or bad or whatever. I mean, is this true? Are you there?
Yes, I am, and yes, I can.
Now, I was mentioning earlier that I'm going to have a vocal coach coming on the show in a little bit, and I have people on the phone lines, I guess people who think they can sing, people who are singers, and I guess they want to sing for you. And is this something you do that you can judge maybe some of the singers and maybe give them some tips on how they can improve their performance?
I would love to.
Okay, fantastic. All right, so if you guys want to be on the air with a vocal coach and you want to get judged, call up the Maniac Marty Show right now. Let's go to line 14. And it says here his name is Alfie, and he wants to sing for you. Alfie, you're on the Maniac Marty Morning Show.
Hey, Maniac Marty, what's up?
Well, thanks for calling the show. Now, what are you calling for exactly?
My name is Alfonso, and I have been in the Gay Man's Chorus for years and years, and people tell me that I'm a really great singer, and I was just wondering if I could sing for you one of my favorites.
I would love to hear it.
All right, here we go. Let me play my karaoke. Come on.
Sorry, I hit a button. You know, I have to say that.
Well, I mean, that was, I mean, you got to be honest, that was pretty good. Thank you, Alfonso, for that.
Did you hear me hold it? I was like,
I definitely did. And I think that's where I have the issue, because I think you're very good with moving around the pitches, but when you have to hold. What?
All right. Well, man, well, that's good advice. I hope you can take that, Alfonso. All right, let's take another call here. It says we got Rob on line 12 here, and he wants to sing a little tune for you. Is it okay if we take one more?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Rob, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, Marty? Big fan of the show, dude.
Well, thanks for calling up, Rob. Now, it says that you're a singer here, or what?
Yeah, I've been singing in a band for a while. Is the vocal coach there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
So is it cool if I sing you one of my originals?
I would love that.
Cool. Let me fire up the dry track that my band laid down a couple weeks ago, all right?
Okay.
I'm going to rip out your eye with a melon scooper. I'm going to break your knees with a spatula. I'm going to snap your spine with a shish kebab. Yeah, I'm going to bite your nose off and feed it to a midget. Yeah.
Okay, fellas, I'm going to go ahead and...
Q105 with the best of the MJ Morning Show.
Hoop, what is your side hustle? After you finish the morning show, you go to a second job, and... What is it?
I am an Instacart shopper.
There you go.
Hey, good for you, Coop.
Good, no, really.
Good for you.
Exactly.
Right, hey, listen, so, we all have second jobs in here.
You sign, listen, I do the Schnitt Show every afternoon back on 1010 AM here in the Tampa Bay area, 3 to 6, 92.1 FM in Tampa, 103.1 FM in Pinellas County.
I didn't ask for the deeds.
Froggy runs the family shelving and warehouse equipment business, whatever the hell you do. Festa works at General RV.
I write books.
Roxanne, I just got her a job at PDQ.
Yes, that too. Right.
Coop is now doing Instacart, so you go to a grocery store. Now, are you told to go to a particular store, or?
There's several grocery stores that are on the app that you can go to.
All right, now, which ones? So Publix?
Publix, Family Dollar, 7-Eleven, Aldi.
How about Winn-Dixie?
I haven't seen Winn-Dixie on there yet.
All right. So you're...
What are you grabbing at the Family Dollar?
I don't know. I haven't been there yet.
Baby powder in a fish fillet?
You're grabbing an expired can of green beans from 2006.
That's for the intermediate shoppers. I'm just a beginner. So.
For 82 cents.
Oh, there's levels.
How long have you been doing this, Coop?
I'm on week two.
Wow.
Week two of Instacart.
Yes. Good job, Coop. Way to get out there and get
that
green.
So what happens? You log on and then you get jobs. They just show up on your app on what you're supposed to do?
Right on the app, it shows you what deliveries are available, and you can just choose whichever one you want depending on price. You already see what you make.
What's your problem? Your problem is that there are items that you've never heard of. You go to the supermarket, you're like, what the hell is this?
I don't know if it's just me, which is why I want to ask you guys if you've ever heard of these things before.
All right, so... Coop is doing Instacart, and he doesn't know what some of these items are, and he's got to shop for them. Oh, this is fun. All right, what's the first item that you're having trouble finding?
Barbecue-flavored jackfruit in the produce section.
What?
I've actually gotten that order twice.
Barbecue-flavored? What the hell is...
I know what this is.
Oh, you're a jackfruit.
What? I like that. That's a good pejorative. Jackfruit. You're a jackfruit. You're jackfruit.
I think somebody was just messing with you on that one.
What is... Barbecue-flavored jackfruit.
A jackfruit is enormous, MJ. It's really a large fruit. And inside it, it's like pods, and the pods can be like pulled apart like pulled pork.
Like Tide Pods.
It's a vegan... No, nothing like Tide Pods, Ross.
Right, but what does barbecue have to do with it?
It's a vegan barbecue substitute because the consistency is like pulled pork.
I've seen this before.
It's
real.
Oh. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Oh, it's a so you got to get the whole jack... Is it like a cantaloupe-looking thing?
It's spiky, and it's the size of...
Yeah, they're really
ugly
looking.
It's the size of a big midget. I mean, a small midget.
What's the next item?
Blue crab salsa. Salsa that tastes like blue crab.
Blue crab salsa. Well, I know what blue crab is. I know what salsa is. Okay, next.
Goat milk coffee creamer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too healthy.
Yeah, just go to the...
Go to the milk section, you buffoon.
Goat milk.
Goat milk.
It's goat milk. Next.
Gefilte fish.
Well, hold on a minute.
Say
that again.
Gefilte fish. Gefilte?
I know what he's trying to say. Does anyone else know what he's trying to say?
I know what he's trying to say.
And it's...
All right, Froggy, what is he trying to say?
Gefilte fish.
Yes. Did you know that, Ron? Yes. It's a Jewish food.
It is.
How do you say it?
Gefilte.
Gefilte?
It's not gefilte. Gefilte fish. And it is the nastiest, most disgusting. It's like fish sponge. It is grotesque.
Yeah, it's like in a bottle of jelly or something.
It's like a gelatinous slop. It ought to be banned from the planet. What's the next item?
So one lady ordered all hemp products. Hemp milk, hemp seed hearts, and blueberry hemp cereal.
Do they sell that at Publix?
Do they?
What a pain. Does anybody ask for Cheerios?
Oh my God, what's next?
Anchovy paste.
Oh, that's easy to... Yeah, just go to the condiment aisle. Yeah, next.
So don't dump me on this one, please.
Okay.
Shiitake chicken?
Yeah, shiitake.
Shiitake? I can say that?
Yeah, shiitake is a type of mushroom.
You're a shiitake head.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
There's research that shows that bull f***ers.
Okay.
Bull. Well, I can use my real last name, Bullschnitters.
Yeah.
Oh, we got it.
Exactly. So, bullschnitting, my last name, is actually a sign of intelligence. There's a brand new story, brand new research that people who have the ability to bullschnit their way through a conversation may actually be more intelligent, according to this new research. This is a Vice story, which talks about a new study published in the scientific journal Evolutionary Psychology. And researchers found that people who are better at making up explanations for various concepts tend to be more intelligent than those who struggle to come up with, well?
Oh, my gosh.
Bull.
MJ, I'm friends with a genius.
I think we're all geniuses.
I'm sitting next to a genius.
That's Fester, right?
No, nobody bull bleeps. I'm better. Literally nobody I know is better than Fester.
I'm pretty good.
Fester's Einstein.
I really am.
Fester's like, who's smarter than Einstein? That Tesla guy?
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, really good at it.
I will say that Fester is one of the most quintessential bullers of all time.
It's my gift.
Which is why you're so successful in the RV business.
Yeah, you're in sales and you're in radio, so you're really fulfilling your destiny.
Now, that mouth of mine.
Fester, have you ever had an IQ test by any chance?
I bet you have a high IQ.
I don't think I have. No, I never have.
Never had an IQ test. Well, could this finally explain why that classmate who BS'd his way through an exam often scored higher than those who actually studied? I don't know many of those, actually, but the study also concluded that skilled bullschnitters were not necessarily frequent bullschnitters.
That's exactly true. You got to pick and choose.
They give silver bullets and BS.
If you're laying it on thick every day, then you call yourself out. But if you sprinkle it in appropriately,
then you become that guy.
Where it's believable enough and you deliver it with such confidence that there's no choice but to believe you.
You can't let people know you're a fraud deep down.
Seriously.
Researchers used 1,017 participants in two different studies, examined correlations between cognitive ability, the willingness to BS, and the ability to do it well. The participants were shown 10 concepts and asked to use a 5-point rating scale ranging from never heard it to know it well or understand the concept to rate their knowledge of concepts. 6 of the concepts, such as sexual selection theory and general relativity, were real, while 4 concepts, subjunctive scaling, declarative fraction, genetic autonomy, neural acceptance, were completely made up.
What?
The willingness to bullschnit was then measured based on those who claimed to have knowledge of all of these made up concepts.
Fester.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that. Yeah, you know, I studied that back in, I think, my 3rd year in college.
Fester knows what neural acceptance is, right, Fester? Yeah. Tell us what neural acceptance is.
Yeah. Neural acceptance is when you are accepted amongst your peers on a more cognitive level.
Sounds good. That sounds official. That really does. That sounds like something you could deliver at a cocktail party.
Seriously.
With
and if you didn't see him, but he used his hands in a really official way.
You
little bit of hand talk there. Look people in the eyes when you say it.
Really confident.
If you really want it, nod while you're saying it. If you nod while you say it, people will buy it.
You know, I've known Fester since about 1995 or 1996, and I don't think I've ever met a bigger bullschnitter than Fester.
It's really amazing.
I mean, to the point where I think it's over 99% of what comes out of his mouth is false.
Hey, by the way, you look great today. You really do. Is that a new shirt? You look fantastic, MJ.
That's a good question.
I love this story.
Hey, you know, I do too.
I'm glad you asked.
I was asking Fetcher some of his cliche salesman. He goes, well, you say, I'm glad you asked a lot.
only to the wife.
And then you say,
good question.
You say, that's a good question before everything.
That's a great question.
It's a good question, Roxanne.
I'm learning a lot.
Not to the husband. Nobody cares about the husband.
So if this is accurate, that bull bleeping, hang on, bull ing is a sign of intelligence, that Fester is the largest brain with the highest IQ on the planet.
Q105's giving you our best from the MJ archives. It's the best of the MJ Morning Show.
Two people arrested in Memphis. Why? They fired shots at a Tennessee Burger King because of a spicy chicken sandwich confrontation. All right, so what the hell happened?
Well, was it too spicy?
Yep.
Was it not spicy enough?
Hang on. Cops were called to the store. This was at a Burger King. Cops were called to the Memphis Burger King. Two people injured. Others were obviously in the line of fire. According to witnesses, Keona Halliburton was involved in an argument with Burger King employees regarding a chicken sandwich. She and Tavares McKinney drove away, but came back.
Okay.
To the parking lot a couple of minutes later, and that's where they started firing shots. Just blasting shots at the Burger King. All four witnesses identified McKinney and Halliburton to cops as the individuals responsible. They were arrested, charged with four counts of attempted first-degree murder and employment of a firearm with intent to commit a felony. This guy McKinney, it turns out, has an extensive criminal background, includes 9 cases, 10 warrants, charged with other violent crimes, including aggravated assault, kidnapping, domestic assault. Why the hell is this guy even on the street?
All these details are lost on me.
All right, well,
what was it about the chicken sandwich that sparked the shooting?
I'm about to tell you. Too spicy.
Really?
You order a spicy chicken sandwich and you start blasting Burger King because the sandwich is too spicy.
And clearly they told the investigators that. How else would they know?
Well, during the investigation, those details came out, Roxanne. You would be 100% correct.
You know, more importantly than telling the investigators, they told the clerk at Burger King they wanted the spicy sandwich. You know, when Burger King says you can have it your way, they mean it. You want it spicy? It's going to be freaking spicy.
Too spicy, and they're firing shots at Burger King.
Have it your way, Burger King.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Let's grab Mary in Sarasota. Mary, thanks for holding on. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
We are well, Mary. So what kind of dating app story did you have?
Okay, this was a few years ago when mostly, you know, you were just instant messaging. Luckily, I didn't go out with the guy, but so we were chit-chatting, instant messaging back and forth. And he was a really nice guy. He was making me laugh. He was talking about how he used to go cow tipping. And he was a nurse in the Navy and liked to help people. And he was a nurse currently at the time.
And so we were chatting for several hours. He told me he was at Tallahassee and he was getting ready to catch a bus. And so we ended the call, and then about 3 days later, Sunday morning, I was reading the newspaper, and there was his profile picture in his uniform, same one that he put on the profile. He had been arrested at a bus station in Tallahassee. He had just stabbed his wife to death multiple times in front of that same day, earlier in the day.
What?
And, yes, he did it in front of his son, and I guess they had a little baby. And he dropped the blood-covered child who had been, grabbing his mother, I guess, off at his mother's house and then headed to a hotel in Tallahassee where he proceeded to chit-chat with me like nothing was wrong or had ever happened.
Oh, my God. You were next. Oh, my God.
I'm not laughing. You were.
Did they call you for the trial?
Well, no, he was, apparently she was a Russian bride and there was a history of abuse for the, and all, I got all the details from the news article, which anybody can pull up and read. But, no, they caught him and when I flew out of the chair, I went in and first thing I did was I took all of my, online app profiles down because I thought I'm never doing this again. And I did call I think it was Punta Gorda's, police department because I kept copies of all of our text messages, and I didn't want them knocking on my door wondering who I was.
A Russian bride, right?
Yeah, I reached out to them first and told them what I had. I said he didn't admit anything in the transcripts of what I downloaded, but if they wanted to interview me, they said they would.
Oh my gosh. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, though, some of those Russian brides are hot.
Well, not this one anymore. Apparently.
Apparently not. Oh, my man. Hey, thanks for the call. That's crazy, Mary.
Yeah.
Okay. Holy my.
Off of it for good.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show.
You too.
All right, so long.
Bye.
That's crazy.
Hope we don't top that one.
Yeah, let's stop there.
Wow.
It's the MJ Morning Show.
Roxanne just got a couple of texts that people thought it was funny that we're about to talk about burner phones, which, unbelievable, Froggy has no idea what a burner phone is, and then we go into 8675309.
That's our burner phone number if you want to reach any of us. Yeah. Yeah. Subtle hints.
We have a real number, too.
I looked up it's a naughty phone, right?
Not exactly.
Well, it can be used. I mean, that's not the ultimate definition. A burner phone is a naughty phone. But it can certainly be used for no. I'm just curious. Does Coop know? Coop, our producer, Coop, do you know what a burner phone is?
You use it for like drugs, right?
Drugs and nude pictures.
There you go. All right. So that's another use for a burner phone. Now, Roxanne, you know what a burner phone was,
yes,
right? Okay. Roxanne knows. I know, obviously. Fess, you know what a burner phone is.
Yeah, I used one once.
All right. For what?
When I was sold a bunch of things online and I had to give a phone number.
Oh, and you didn't want to use. Yeah. And you can go to what, Walmart or Target or a gas station, I guess, how much are burner phones?
I think I was like maybe $24.99 or something like that, and it came with like 200 prepaid minutes.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when I made a comment that if you go to my house, you might find some burner phones, and this is, this is just after we just told the story about Ben Zobrist, the former Ray, former Chicago Cub, and the fact that his pastor was having an affair with his wife while the pastor was marriage counseling them, and they were alerted to the affair by the wife of the pastor, who found burner phones. And that's the way, apparently, the pastor was communicating with Ben Zobrist, former Ray's wife. And I made the statement, if you go to my house, folks, you might find some burner phones. And Fester, why do you think you'd find burner phones at my house? Any idea?
I know you sell things and you buy things a lot of the time. Keep your number private.
So similar to what?
I would think that would be.
No, incorrect. Roxanne, why do you think that you might find burner phones at my house?
Role play for you and Michelle.
Okay, that's not a bad answer.
What do you mean? Hold on a minute. Can you?
You like caller from a different number, pretend to be a different guy?
Who's this number I don't recognize?
Hey, baby.
So weird.
I was looking for a definition of what you considered role play. No, Roxanne. No, we don't have burner phones at my house. I'm going to ask Coop. Coop's probably going to say drug deals.
Yeah, you selling stuff out of your house? That's not legal? That's my guess.
No.
Fester's been managing your mistresses. So
they go right through my main number on that.
Stop. No, the reason why you might find burner phones in our house, it hasn't happened in a while, but I think we've got like a box of old phones, of old burner phones. When the kids would misbehave, the punishment was they lost their smartphone.
So you gave him a burner phone?
Exactly. So Michelle would run down to like a drugstore, like CVS or Rite Aid or Walgreens, or whatever, and grab a burner phone.
You guys are some tough parents. So, I'm taking away your smartphones, but here's a burner phone instead.
Guess what? We had some issues. You know, if grades were not where we wanted them to be.
That's pretty smart, actually.
That's what we would do. We would take, and with the kids just obsessed with cell phones and with all of the apps and Snapchat, and we told the kids no Snapchat, which I think they figured out a way to, you know, hide it from us. But we... Our punishment when the kids were misbehaving, if they were disrespectful, if there was any kind of a study or school issue, we would take this smartphone away and give them a cheap $20 burner phone.
For emergencies, huh?
So, exactly. So when they were out and about at school, that they would have a phone to contact us with. And I guess we did that. If I were to guess, we probably did it 4 or 5 times. And I want to say that I've seen a little old like Amazon box with a bunch of these burner phones. So that's why you'll find burner phones in my house. Nothing nefarious, no affairs. I'm not having an affair. Michelle, I don't think, is having an affair. So that's why burner phones in my house.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.